Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey and Better. We've been talking for the last several weeks about the concept of getting ready for the comeback of a lifetime. And today on the Franchise Spotlight, we're going to preview next week's International Franchise Online Expo, which I think is going to be a big part of the comeback of a lifetime for the franchise industry. Joining us today is Sheila Fisher. She's the Vice President at MFV Expositions. Hey, Sheila, how are you?
I'm well, Jack. And yourself?
I'm doing as well as we can be doing here in May of 2020. I've got so many questions for you about what is going on with all of the events and everything, but let's start with the IFE Online, or the International Franchise Online Expo. You guys just pivoted to this online idea so quickly. You may tell us a different story, but it looks so seamless. It was like, wow, they already shifted to an online thing for the end of May. That was really impressive. Tell us about how you made that move so quickly to develop the online version.
Absolutely. But first, I want to thank you so much, you guys, Social Geek Radio, for your continued support and on all of our events. We couldn't be as successful without partners like you guys. So thank you.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it. And we love talking about the events here. So glad to do it. So tell us about the big shift to the online expo for the May event.
Yep. So with all our events rescheduled to the fall, including the IFE, which is now in October, the 1st through the 3rd, we wanted to produce an online event to provide franchisors an opportunity to generate qualified leads now, so that come the fall, they're in a position to close deals as opposed to just starting to engage. We also wanted to provide an opportunity for all those who find themselves furloughed, not knowing if their job will be available again anytime soon, if at all, an alternative. So our goal was basically to leverage all of our strategic partners so we can still do much of what we typically do at our expos, minus a few activities that are impossible with current logistics. We are the only events in the industry that the IFA sponsor, and they were happy to be part of this. Another big component for us was the international attendance we get at the IFA. Mm-hmm. So contacted the U.S. Department of Commerce, who promotes the live events in New York to hundreds of countries and helps us bring thousands of international attendees to the show. We gave them an insight basically to what we were planning on doing virtually, and they loved the idea. So that being said, we were able to react very quickly because we used some of the platform that was developed over the past 20 years for our online lead generation site, Be the Boss, coupled with the hard work of our technology company and creative agency that's been a huge part of our messaging for a very long time. All those components together brought us the International Franchise Online Expo.
Love that. And, you know, something I hadn't thought about is the attendees, mm-hmm, and the potential candidates that should attend the online expo. I've been thinking more about the brands and the franchisors and thinking, wow, this is great that you're still doing this virtual program in May. So as you said, the brands can really plant some seeds and really have some good lead flow happening, this summer and early in the fall, and not waiting till everything comes back to, you know, quote unquote, normal life to get some leads going. But I hadn't really thought about the attendees, and, you know, what you said about so many people right now being furloughed or laid off or, you know, looking for something new. I think this is a really good service for them. Tell us a little bit more about who should attend the online expo and what types of things, or should we say people who are looking for what types of opportunities?
So as we mentioned, the first part of the equation is the franchisors who are looking to market their franchise opportunity, you know, not only here in the U.S., but globally to qualified investors. So they should have a booth. And then if you're either an entrepreneur in the stages of buying a franchise or anyone looking to even grow their small business through the franchise model, I mean, there's 36 million people in unemployment right now. We're hoping to help fill the void so many of those people.
Yeah, that's a huge number. And, you know, I think the cold hard facts are 36 million people are not going to find a job in the next 90 days, right?
Right. Well, hopefully they could find a new opportunity. I mean, maybe this is the turning point for them to do something on their own.
Yeah, I think it really could be. So if someone who's looking for an opportunity decides to attend the online event, what do you have planned for them over the course of the 3 days?
So they will come to the site and they can search opportunities by investment levels, industries, and then they can visit a booth. While they're at the booth, they can read about the opportunity, request additional information from the brand, and there will also be some live presentations given daily by each of the franchisors. We will also have an educational program where attendees can learn about buying a franchise and franchising their business through different articles, white papers, and pre-recorded video presentations. We wanted to do things a little bit more pre-recorded for that because of the international aspect. There will be people from all over the world visiting the site, so we didn't want them to not be able to see these presentations and not have the ability to watch these Zoom calls.
I just thought about that too, as far as the time zones go. You could be way off. So that's cool that that some of the bigger presentations like that are going to be pre-recorded. It kind of feels like this really is a virtual Javits Center, because everything you just described is what I'm used to seeing every May at the Javits Center. Is that kind of how this was put together to mirror the in-person experience?
Exactly. You know, we didn't go really crazy technical with it because, again, we wanted everything to feel, you know, as close to a show as possible. And we do have a large international presence in there. And the Department of Commerce helping us promote it, we're hoping to have a lot of people come from the luxury of their home. So we want them to feel like we thought about them as well.
Very good. And coming to you from the luxury of their homes, I think the timing actually still works really well, because if you're in a, shall we say, state that's less apt to open up in the next week or so, like I am here in Illinois, and I know you are in New Jersey, there's still so many people who are on lockdown now for the next couple of weeks. So I think the timing, oddly enough, actually worked out really well for the online version of this show.
Absolutely.
If attendees really enjoy this online version of the expo, is this something that you guys are thinking about doing going forward? I mean, maybe it's not going to replace all of the in-person events, which a lot of people love. But is this something else that, you know, candidates and brands could possibly do in the future, even once we're past the pandemic?
Yes, we are. So currently all our shows are rescheduled for the fall, as I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Are going to plan for the physical show, but in conjunction with each one, we are going to have an online event. We are hoping that everything will be back to normal by the time our next expo takes place, which is Phoenix in September. However, we know we need to be prepared that that may not be the case. So if for some reason outside of our control, we can't produce a physical event, we will go completely online with the same extensive marketing campaign as the live shows. You know, Jack, ultimately, our secret sauce isn't the fact that we rent the venue and offer exhibit space in a physical trade show. Anyone can do that. But yeah. MFE's ability is to bring qualified attendees to our shows, leveraging hundreds of strategic partners to get all those people in the doors. So frankly, the vehicle is irrelevant. It's whether it's online, in person, or through smoke signals. It's all about, you know, we provide that so people can sell franchises and have a strong return on investment. And the good news is, since it's typically such a Herculean task in this day and age to get thousands of people to attend an event in person, now they have no excuse.
Yeah, I also think one thing that all of these virtual happenings that that are going on this summer, you know, concerts and other types of events too. One thing that we just don't know is we may end up getting more attendees at some virtual events simply because there are some people who can't get away and fly to New York or, you know, whatever other city for an in-person expo, or they don't have the funds, or they don't have the time, or they're not really sure what it's like, or maybe they just don't want to be in a big crowd of people these days. And I get that. So there may be like a whole nother pool of people that if this whole tragedy hadn't happened, really wouldn't be engaging and talking to some of the industry people. So I think the great unknown right now is actually a very positive thing. You know, we've been fearing the unknown for the past 90 days. And now I think, you know, I'm just intrigued to see what can happen with shows like this. So kudos for getting this turned around and put together so quickly. It looks like you've got a great lineup. If people are interested in attending, where can we send them to sign up?
They can go right to our website, which is onlinefranchiseexpo.com.
Onlinefranchiseexpo.com. Got it. And we will have a link to that at socialgeekradio.com as well. And Sheila, we're going to be back in just a minute to get some more contact information from you in case people have some specific questions for you, if that's okay. But first, this message, today's episode is brought to you by Better. Better, offering tools to manage clients, sales orders, and job schedules alongside general day-to-day operations and delivering a complete small business management solution for small multi-location franchise owners. With the ability for cloud-based and mobile usage, Better allows users to access and manage business operations from anywhere and at any time using mobile or tablet devices. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com. For Better. Sheila, thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate the update on the International Franchise Online Expo. If any of our listeners have some specific questions for you, is there a place where they can reach out and connect?
Yes, absolutely. So thanks again, Jack, for having me.
Sure.
Either call me. My direct line is 201-881-1656. Or I can be reached at my email, which is sheila.fisher, and Fisher has a C, F-I-S-C-H-E-R, at comexposium.com.
Awesome. We will have all of that contact info in the show notes as well. Sheila, thanks for being here, and we will see you next week online.
Wonderful. Thanks, Jack. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Thanks so much, and thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get ready for the comeback of a lifetime. Copyright 2020 Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.